This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Is it halal for us to watch UFC? We have UFC 254 right around the corner. And I think most Muslims around the world are going to be watching our brother Khabib. But does that make it halal? Is it halal for us to watch such a sport that has two individuals beating each other up, smashing each other in the face, blood flying, all of this, and hit in the face and do these things, which is haram in Islam. So is it permissible for us to watch this thing? I want to point out something very important here. When we do something, because obviously watching UFC or watching mixed martial arts in general, it's not like obviously watching movies and watching other things that are, you know, obviously much more haram. The haram elements in watching something in the UFC, especially if you're someone, like I said, alhamdulillah, you know, I train, if you train as well, then you know you're learning at the same time. So I mean, I don't want to use that as a reason to justify it, but nonetheless, and you're benefiting. You know, you're not someone who's just watching football. If you're someone who watches football and plays football, yeah, alhamdulillah, you know, football might be less because you have people running around. Obviously, you have the Oran covered. You have the same thing in the UFC, but maybe the UFC or mixed martial arts, the haram elements might be a little bit more. But like I said, it's not as bad as other things. And if I have someone who's watching fights, you know, as a Muslim, I much would prefer that than someone watching, obviously, movies and other harmful things. However, I want to point out something that's two very important principles. And that is, first of all, when it comes to, you know, justifying things, you know, say like, if I'm doing something that's haram, to come try to justify it, to make halal, stay away from that, you know. If you do something that's haram, leave it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah for it, but don't come and try to justify and make it halal if there's haram elements in it. For example, watching movies, listening to music. If that's something you do, clearly haram, then leave it between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't come and go fatwa shopping, try to find some mufti under the bridge who's going to tell you that it's halal. That's the first point. The second point, there's other elements when it comes to watching the UFC, which are clearly haram. When it comes to the ring girls, for example, and alhamdulillah, you know, I trained myself, and my son saw this for me from a young age, that when a ring girl will come up, I'll cover the screen like that and cover my eyes, alhamdulillah, so I can't see. So now, alhamdulillah, my kids, when we're watching it, they come and they right away, they cover my eyes and they cover the screen as well, so we don't see that, which is haram. So that's an element that we cannot justify, obviously, as Muslims. We're sitting back in a group, and it's taqfallah, and you know the ring girl is going to come. Maybe you could even take it off the screen for a minute, or at least make sure you cover it when it comes, or you look away, inshallah ta'ala. The other issue, my dear brothers, is the women fighting. Huh? You have sometimes some good fights, you know, high-ranking fighters that might seem interesting. You might want to know what's going to happen, championship bouts. This clear-cut is haram for us as Muslims to watch. So to conclude, if we avoid the haram elements, and the issue of watching the women and what have you, because of the haram elements, it could make it haram. No doubt when it comes to competing. And if you want to come compete in a BJJ or a jiu-jitsu tournament, that's something that's permissible. Because here, and it's, or other martial art tournaments as well, when it comes to mixed martial arts, boxing, we're beating the face and things like this, obviously taking part in that is something that's not permissible. And that's something that's haram as a Muslim. We know that. And even I mentioned this in the beginning of the khutbah I did about, I believe it was 54 things we benefit from the life of Khabib. And I'll put this in the description below if you haven't seen that video. But the point is that many people, they attack right away. If we mention some things we benefit from the life of Khabib or other athletes who take part in mixed martial arts, but it's haram what they do. Look, that's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I mean, I want to benefit from the other things that they have to offer, other things from their life. The point being, I believe it's inshallah ta'ala that, because you're talking about the origin, the foundation, when it comes to martial arts tournaments and training, that's something that's, you know, permissible. In fact, it's something that's recommended. A Muslim should know how to defend himself. A Muslim should be strong. All of these things are recommended. It could even be wajib, compulsory in some cases. So knowing these things is important. And like I said, when you train and you watch, that really, it really, really is beneficial. Anyone who's with me here, who trains as well, like I do, when you watch it, you truly do benefit. And it, you know, but there are some haram elements, no doubt about that. So it does make it a bit tricky, but generally speaking, I think the foundation being halal, I personally can't see something that would make it haram to watch that. If we stay away, like we said, from the issue of watching the women, and Allah knows best. Allah knows best, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like, but for me, but honestly, if I have, you know, with the bala that we have going around, you know, brothers, the haram that people could be watching, you know, from the movies and things like that. If I have someone who's watching the UFC, I'm not going to, you know, alhamdulillah, that's better than someone's watching movies and things like that. So no doubt it's less. And alhamdulillah, we know, since it is something, there are a lot of good elements in there. I don't want to say that it's something that's haram. We benefit, inshallah ta'ala. But like I said, don't just be someone who's a fan. Be someone who goes out there and trains and benefits as well. And make martial arts, you know, part of your life and part of the life of your children as well. And I did a clip some time back about the importance of teaching your kids martial arts. So check that out as well. Barakallahu feekum. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah.